The last normal generation. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Everybody's piling on Facebook. Angry conservatives, angry liberals, but Facebook is not the least bit intimidated, and here's how I know. Yesterday, The Atlantic posted its latest Facebook expose, revealing more embarrassing internal documents, and of course, there were ads in the article. But the ads, at least in the version I saw, were Facebook ads. And not just ads, they were clips from a 45-minute conversation with Facebook's head of global affairs, Nick Clegg, talking about Facebook's exciting next phase, which is the metaverse.
You can experience it now, and actually you can experience it on your phone or your desktop. I do my weekly team meetings on a Monday in the metaverse. We'll have avatars, we sit around a table, we have a whiteboard.
Yes, Facebook is creating a three-dimensional world where you won't just share photos and news items, you will share a common environment. Once you put on your 3D glasses, motion detector, and headphones, you won't just look at Facebook. You will live in it. It's called immersive technology, and it's the gateway to the metaverse, and Nick says it is inevitable.
Facebook is neither going to build, own, or run the metaverse on its own. I mean, in fact, if Facebook did not exist, the metaverse is going to progress anyway.
So by clicking on an anti-Facebook article, I end up seeing Facebook's vision for the ultimate social platform, the metaverse, where all the tech companies will cooperate in creating the rules that will govern our alter egos.
And that requires standards, norms, interoperability, specifications to allow people to travel from one part of the metaverse to the next. So if you, for instance, have your avatar and you buy some clothing for that avatar in one part of the metaverse, you want to be able to move with that clothing from one part of the metaverse to the next.
There will be rules to protect your clothing. Which leads me to believe there will be rules for everything else, too, in this metaverse, which we will all be a part of. Isn't that what we might call a universal government? A government created by the tech companies, and no mention of it being elected. All we know is that one day, we will all be immersed in it. It's pretty clear that we're having trouble right now handling the primitive 2D platforms where the user is outside the computer. What's going to happen when we're all sucked inside the computer? That's why this is the last normal generation. We, at least, have spent most of our time in the real world. If this goes according to plan, the next generation will grow up in the Matrix, and life will be a corporate-controlled hallucination. But at least in the metaverse, if the insurrection gets out of hand, you can just press the help key. Make it shiny. Unleash the competitive juices. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Congratulations on another successful space flight for SpaceX. This time, four non-professional astronauts successfully splashed down after being sent into Earth orbit in a previously used space capsule on top of a previously used rocket booster, which kept the cost of the flight below $200 million, less than half the cost of a space shuttle flight. And while critics have every right to question whether this is a socially responsible way to spend money, Elon Musk is proving that it's possible for a private company to build a space-worthy rocket for less money than the government could, and that his capsule can fly higher than Bezos' capsule. And it's only fair to acknowledge that what makes all this possible is America's tax system, which allows people like Musk and Bezos to get rich enough to do things that once upon a time only governments could do. Now, I know there are people who think that's gone way too far. They want to impose higher taxes on the rich because they see it as the only fair way to pay for infrastructure. But maybe there's an easier way to get that money. There has to be. Because if you saw the New York Times story over the weekend about who actually writes some of the tax rules, you know that accounting firms have figured out how to plant sympathetic accountants in the Treasury Department to make sure their clients' wealth is protected from the wolves. So, instead of trying to tax billionaires, why not find a way to motivate them to want to spend their money on something besides just space? We have to excite them with something shinier. And I have the three words that will do just that. Competitive freeway repair. A freeway smackdown. Jeff Bezos doing the northbound lanes of I-5 versus Elon Musk on the southbound lanes. They could develop self-healing concrete that never cracks, glow-in-the-rain highway paint, bridges that snap together like Legos. If we could just persuade them that Earth travel can be just as exciting as space travel, they might voluntarily unleash those billions on projects that would speed up the commutes of millions of people and earn the undying love of a once resentful middle class. And once that's done, competitive, affordable housing. It is 7:38.
This is Seattle's Morning News with Dave Ross. The ubiquitous yellow bottles. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. About 2 weeks ago, Representative Mark Pocan of Wisconsin fired off a tweet at Amazon, criticizing the company for portraying itself as a model workplace when at the same time, quoting Representative Pocan's tweet now, "you union bust and make workers urinate in water bottles," unquote. That drew a response from an official Amazon account which said, quote, "you don't really believe the peeing in bottles thing, do you? If that were true, nobody would work for us," unquote. But the Amazon response was quickly ambushed by posts not just from Amazon drivers, but truckers and transit drivers who all had plenty of gotta-go horror stories. It got bad enough that Amazon officially apologized, saying, "the tweet was incorrect. It did not contemplate our large driver population and instead wrongly focused only on our fulfillment centers." In other words, whoever wrote that tweet thought the issue was about the warehouses, where the company says there are plenty of private places to pee. Although I've read complaints from those workers as well. Anyway, this is yet another reminder that advanced civilizations still refuse to acknowledge the human bladder. We remain in deep bladder denial. I remember as a kid walking along our road out in front of the house, which was a shortcut for trucks, wondering who was throwing away the unopened bottles of ginger ale. But it's not just delivery drivers. Pre-pandemic, navigating the city, when we were all shopping and walking and biking, you had to be a detective to find a decent public place to pee. And park bathrooms? You want to discourage immigration? Just post some candid pictures of those at the border. Urban planners have completely failed to meet the bladder challenge. So I think it's time to turn the job over to the one federal agency that has. As part of the infrastructure package, Biden should direct NASA to design special unisex urban restroom pants so whether you're a tourist or a trucker, your emergency bottle is built in. You can just drop it off in front of my childhood home. I don't live there anymore.